Exercise 2. Page 34.
One of the nominees for the Young Inspiration of the Year award is Ben Sharp, a young man who has spent most of his life rescuing and taking in animals in trouble. Ben, you have built quite a reputation around here because of your love for animals. If someone came to visit you at home, they would certainly get a shock, wouldn't they?
You could say that. At the moment, I have 4 dogs, 3 cats, 4 rabbits, 3 tortoises, 2 ducks and a turkey. Many people have commented that my house is more like a zoo than a normal home, but I consider it to be more like an animal hotel. We live in quite a large house on a farm, so there is space for plenty of animals. For the animals that stay with us, it's a comfortable, safe environment, especially after all their suffering.
But you don't take in every animal that's brought to you, do you?
Well, it depends really on what's best for the animal. I believe animals that are strong enough to survive on their own should be in their own natural habitat. But some animals need help, and that's when I take them in, or I try to find them somewhere else to live. I recently found 2 little kittens, Timmy and Domino. Domino had a badly infected eye that needed seeing to right away. We made sure they got help and I found good homes for them, with friends of mine, and now they are perfectly happy and healthy.
So, have you always felt this way about animals?
Well, ever since I was very young, I think, I've known that animals deserve to be treated with respect. My parents tell me that when I was very little, I used to carry ants out of the house to stop them being stepped on. So, as you can see, I wasn't one of those boys who enjoyed capturing butterflies in jars or catching frogs for fun.
How do your family feel about what you do?
Well, they are kind of used to it now. It's what they have come to expect of me. I took in all manner of strays when I was young. I'm lucky because my parents have always supported me in my actions and they love animals just as much as I do.
How did you learn how to look after all these animals?
I have a large collection of books if I want to figure out the best way to take care of and feed the animals. Also, the vet is always on hand to answer any urgent queries I have. She knows me very well now and doesn't mind the odd late evening call if it means helping an injured or sick animal. There was also a nature centre near my home for about 3 years, which used to be a useful source of information, but unfortunately it closed down due to money problems.
What has been your most memorable experience?
Once we took in a baby owl. It had been hit by a car and left for dead. My father and I wrapped it up and took it to the vet, who kept the owl in for observation. 2 days later, it was released to us. Following the advice of the vet, we took care of it for 3 weeks. When the owl was well again, we turned it loose and it flew to the fence, stopping for a few minutes. It kept looking out at the woods and then back at us. Finally, it took off and flew into the woods. But that wasn't the last we saw of it. Over the next few years, it sometimes came and sat in the pine trees near the farm. I like to think it was coming back to visit us.
There is a cash prize for the winner of the award. If you win, what do you plan to do with the money?
I haven't really thought about it that much. One thing I would like to have is somewhere to treat the animals. Animals that have been injured should not be moved more than absolutely necessary. So if I had a small clinic on the farm where the vet could come to treat them, that would help save a lot more animals.
Ben, thank you, and I wish you the best of luck, both for the competition and for the future of your work with the animals.
Thank you.